Do you ever look around and think, wow, the world is a crazy place, and it just seems to get crazier and crazier? Ease your mind and take a break. This is Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We're a hub for inspirational Christian sermons, practical keys for Christian living, and Christian discussions and interviews. You'll be inspired to live the life that you were created for. Your host is a top-ranking podcaster, best-selling author, world record holder, aerospace engineer, life coach, evangelist, and founder of John Gifta International. Welcome to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta.
Hello everyone, it's wonderful for me to be here back on this edition of the Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta podcast. And even as we are stepping into this season of Advent, when we think about the moment when Jesus was born and the different incidents that are recorded in the Word of God surrounding the same, you know, one of the things I wanted to share with you is something that we understand more. Now when we take, for example, the shepherds, right? They were just taking care of the sheep. They were just having just another night with the sheep. And the angels just appeared, right? The angel comes and gives them the message saying that the Savior of the world has been born. Here's the thing I want you to understand. Listen to this. These shepherds were doing what they were always doing, right? They were just in the fields taking care of the sheep. And the angels met them where they were. You know what I mean? They were met by the angels right where they were. They didn't have to go to a church or a synagogue or, you know, place of worship. They were not praying or, you know, they were not, you know, listen to this carefully. Listen to this carefully because this is so important, guys. This is so important. You know, I'm not saying don't go to church or don't read the Bible, don't pray. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is sometimes, you know, yes, you go to church and all of those things, but, you know, God meets you right where you are at. You know, you could be in your workplace and God can meet you there. You know, these shepherds were in their workplace and God gave the counsel for them there. Not when they were sleeping, not when they went to church, but in their workplace. When you think about even, you know, the wise men, you know, they were just the stargazers. They were studying the stars and they see the star and then they just see God meets people right where they're at. You know, the intellectual ones like the wise men, God met them with the intellectual message, with the stars. And these shepherds, God met them with, you know, right where they were, under the stars, you know, with the angels coming in with an encounter. You see, God is going to meet you right where you are. He's going to meet you at the moment that you're in. He's going to meet you at the place that you're in. Today, sometimes, you know, we think that, you know, you stop all your sin, you stop all this, or stop all this lifestyle, and then God is going to speak to you. No, sometimes you have to understand that if you have a heart to do what is right, you know, while you're working, God can speak to you. While you're doing that chores, God can speak to you. While you're driving or riding, God can speak to you. God can speak to you, and God wants to speak to you, and God wants to meet with you every single time, anywhere, any place. Can you get to that place where you take the limits off and say, God, anywhere or wherever I am, I want to hear your voice. I want to have an encounter with you. I want to have a moment with you. And I'm telling you, if you have a heart that says, you know what, no matter where I am, no matter what I do, I want to have an encounter with God. I'm telling you, God will meet you at the place that you're in. Amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We hope you were blessed and inspired to live the life that God has for you. Make sure to subscribe to the John Gifta YouTube channel for regular uploads of sermons, skits, interviews, and more. Follow John Gifta on Instagram for regular inspirational posts. And don't forget to check out the best-selling books written by John Gifta. Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, and the latest number one bestseller, Unveil Your Purpose, helping you discover your purpose and to start walking in it. Make sure to leave a rating and review, and be sure to share it with your friends and loved ones. If you'd like to donate, you can find the PayPal link in the description. And if you'd like to invite John Gifta to speak at your event or to get more details, go to the website at www.johngifta.com. See you on the next episode of The Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. God bless you.